there are somehow other forces operating in creation beyond what Scripture attributes to God, is to then diminish His glory. Any corruption of the nature of God then takes you to a level below the reality of God, and therefore corrupts worship, because it corrupts your understanding of who He is. We do have reason, and reason, according to Romans 1, allows us to conclude there is a God. We do have emotion. Emotion gives us the faculty to relate to each other, something animals and plants don't have. And emotion also gives us the privilege of relating to God. And we do have will. We do act in some ways with a measure of freedom. But our reason fell when Adam fell, and our emotion fell when Adam fell, and our freedom fell when Adam fell. And so all our faculties, while they are residual, there are still some residual elements of those faculties given to Adam before the fall, all of our faculties are, to one degree or another, corrupted. Our reason is corrupted by the flesh, our emotion is corrupted by the flesh, and our will, our freedom, is certainly corrupted by the flesh. Therefore, in order for reason and emotion and will to function as God wants them to function, they cannot be left to themselves because they're fallen. They must be brought under the authority of what? Scripture. What is truly reasonable is not what seems reasonable to us. What is truly satisfying may not be what is satisfying to us. What is truly an expression of our will may not be what our fallen will most longs for. The only way we'll ever get an uncorrupted view of God is to go to an uncorrupted source. And what is that? It's the Word of God. And so in every issue that relates to God, we go to Scripture. And I do understand that the idea that God chooses people for salvation is a hard thing to accept. I do understand that it's hard reasonably because we're so concerned with what is fair by our understanding, and I do understand that it's a difficult thing emotionally and certainly with regard to the freedom of the human will. But denying the doctrine of election or denying the doctrine of predestination doesn't change anything.